Thank you. Yes. Thank you for being there for today. Lumpur, when you were guiding the meditation at the beginning, something really struck out that I really liked, really touched me. Just that the practicing is devotion to the teachings. And I was just wondering if you could speak more about that, because you mentioned like devotion, like using practice as devotion to wakefulness and giving and sharing and compassion. Just the idea of using practice as devotion.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one of the things is just trying to recognize or to, because oftentimes in Buddhist practice, Theravada Buddhist practice, there is a kind of a sense of, oh, we don't do all that gushy faith kind of stuff. We just go for insight and it's not really quite true. I mean, the whole canon is filled with these aspects of how devotion and a spiritual emotion is evoked and cultivated, because there is a tendency without that kind of emotion of faith and the energy that comes from that, or that basis of an avenue for devotion to express itself or to manifest, it's easy for the practice to kind of dry up. And of course, that's not what the practice is for. And certainly in traditional cultures, there's all sorts of avenues for devotion. But I think it's also helpful to be channeling it skillfully, because there is a tendency in, say, Abrahamic religion, certainly, but also even say Hindu traditions, and there's just that faith devotion is looking at something external, and the Buddha is trying to get us to channel that devotion into a respect, reverence, sense of gratitude and appreciation for the elegance of the teaching and the relevance of the teaching, and the practice, and that every opportunity is an opportunity for giving and sharing, manifesting compassion, and then approaching practice and training with a spirit of generosity, and a willingness to share. And that's, of course, I mean, I lived for a long time in Thailand, and that element is so much a part of the culture, both for the lay Buddhists as well as for the monasteries. I mean, that the Ajahn Chah, of course, is my closest teacher, but so many teachers, that there's just, yeah, this sense of kindness and generosity and giving and sharing, and not a sense of personal preference, personal worry and concern, hanging on to personal kind of space even. I mean, there's such a an openness there, and so that's a that's an expression of expression of devotion to the teaching, to the training, to the triple gem. One recognizes that one has one can be giving oneself to the triple gem always. And that supports the practice. That supports the insight. Because in the end, it's all about relinquishment. It's all about release.
Thank you.